Okay, today is Shvi'is Daf Mem Tes, and we are on Mem Ches Mabeis, right after the Mishnah, as we continue in Perek Shalosh Aratzos, and we spoke yesterday, again, all the Mishnahs in this Perek were about borders, but the last Mishnah that we did wasn't about borders. It reminded us of the previous Perek's discussion about onions. So we spoke about what happened. You have the onions that won sixth-year onions that one detached, Pasha's one detached in the sixth year, but he left them on the ground. And that as they grew, were on the ground in the seventh year, it rained, and they grew their leaves, because sometimes onions or potatoes or those types of items grow even after they're detached. Like we know, you know, because sometimes you go into your onion drawer and you see those long things coming out of the onion, or the ears on the potatoes. So there are growths that happen even after they are detached. So what happens if I pick them in the sixth year, I left them on the ground, then they grew in the seventh year in Shemitah, and I want to know if there's Kedusha Shvi'is. So the Mishnah was Mechalik, if the leaves are black, very dark, Shchorim, dark green, then you know some of the nutrients came from the ground, and therefore it has Kedusha Shvi'is. And even though only a little bit, the whole onion is 6 years, it doesn't have Kedusha, and only a little bit has Kedusha, so that's the principle that the Gemara mentions, Gidulin Mevatlin Es Ha'ikr. The growths redefine the whole item. And if there are growths and they're dark, so that reflects that even the whole onion must have become bigger and more developed from the nutrients in the ground, so therefore the whole onion has Kedusha Shvi'is. But Horiku, but if they're only lighter, if they're only a lighter type of color, so then mutter, because then you assume that no, the rain didn't really bring up nutrients from the ground, it kind of just developed from the onion itself, just like again in our kitchen drawers, the onion didn't grow from the ground, it developed from within, the moisture from within allowed it to sprout. So that is the that was the halach of the Mishnah. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus had a different shear. It depends how strong the leaves are. If they're very connected, and then you could just lift up the leaf and lift up the whole item with it. So that shows that it just grew. Okay, and then we had the last line, which we already explained, even though the Gemara is going to have a suffix what it means. We already explained from the Gemara, but just let's just review it because we'll get back to that. Keneged Kain, the last line of the Mishnah said, just like we just spoke about sixth year onions that you detached, and then in the seventh year you left them on the ground, and then it rained, and then it grew a little bit. It's the same thing with the seventh year and the eighth year. So the Pashup Shat, let me say it this way, I already foreshadow what the Gemara is going to say. You might have said it, to make it an exact parallel, you detached it during Shemitah. You printed out your seventh year onions and you detached it. You left it in the ground. You left it on the ground. And then in the eighth year it rained and it grew a little bit more. So are you allowed to assume that if it grew in the eighth year and the leaves are dark, so then the whole onion is considered eighth year onion and then it's lakula? Would you go that far? Would you go that far to say a little bit of growth in the eighth year is already mevatel the status of seventh year? Be so mako? So that's one way of understanding the Mishnah. Or the other way of understanding the Mishnah, which we saw yesterday in the Ma'arav Folda, the other way is that no, this is sixth year onions, just like the first part of the Mishnah. And then you let it, and therefore it's mutter, doesn't have Kedusha. And then you left it on the ground in the seventh year, and then it rained a little bit, and it grew a little bit in the seventh year. So now like, oh, now it's usser, gidulin mevatlin es ha'ikr. And then you kept leaving it, and then it rained a little bit more in the eighth year, and now grew a little more. So then all you're trying to be mevatel and matir is the extra little growth of the seventh that happened in the seventh year. Be'ikaron at root, no pun intended, right? At root it's mutter. And then it got a little bit asser, then you get rid of a little bit of isser by the little bit of heter. So those are the two ways to understand the last line of the Mishnah, and we will see that again in the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara first clarifies what the Mishnah meant. Keni Mastisa, Shchorin Asurin, V'Yerukin Mutarin. Right, the Gemara clarifies very dark leaves are Asur, the lighter leaves, the Yerukin, right, not just Horiku. What is this line adding to the Mishnah? So the Mefarshim say, it's not just Horiku if it started to get green, but Yerukin if it's really dark green, it really like takes over the whole leaf, Yerukin, that's Mutter. If it just starts a little bit to get that status, maybe it doesn't change the status yet. That's what the Mefarshim wonder. If is it just starting to get these colors, or it already has these colors in full? But either way, the Gemara says it's the dark and the light color. Continue. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yossi said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Batzal Sha'akaro. So this stuff and a number of the future discussions are going to be about, right, you have an item that grows, and it has a certain status, and now something comes out of it. So does that change the status? Right, when it comes to people and animals, we discussed this a few days ago, we have the principle from the Mishnah in Bechoros, Hayotzi Menatame Tame, Hayotzi Menatahar Tahar. Right, if milk comes out of a non-kosher animal, it's not kosher milk. If it comes out of a kosher animal, it's kosher milk. That's the rule. But that's by animals, and maybe that's by people. But when it comes to vegetables and other growths like that, so then there are different kind of rules of bittul taking place and redefining the whole item. Right, the milk's not going to redefine the cow or the camel, but the growth could redefine the status of the onion, like we said in the Mishnah. So now Rabbi Yochanan says, Batzal sha'akaro, I have an onion that I ripped out of the ground. And then, add in this detail, and then I took off Trumas and Maestras. This onion is perfectly ready to be eaten. But then instead of eating it, Ushtalo, I put it back into the ground. I replanted it. So then, now what? I put it into the ground not to replant it, dafka for to keep it cold, whatever it is, as we have spoken. So mikivin shehishchir misaslo fikulo. Once it starts getting darker, as we said in the Mishnah, once the leaves start getting darker, if the leaves are getting garku, then it has newly grown, and now you have to take off trumas and maestras for the whole onion, even though you took off trumas and maestras from most of the onion already anyway, before you put it into the ground. But now, because it grew dark leaves, as we said in the Mishnah, that reflects that the whole onion has been developed more, then you have to take off Meiser from everything. And again, that's like the principle of Gidulin Mivatlin Ha'ikr. Even though the Ikr, the roots, are Mesukan, they don't have Trumas and Meisers left, but now the extra little growth is new. Trumas and Meisers have not been taken off the new extra, but that redefines the whole onion. And therefore, Gidulin Mevatlin Es Ha'ikr, the Gemara in Nedarim, Daphnin Zayin in the Bavli, and the Gemara here assumes that as well. That is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. So there's two statements in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yossi, some say that means Rav Asi. In the name of Rabbi Yochanan says, well, once it becomes black, mizasalafikulo, or dark, Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan has a different version. Batzal she'akaro vishtalo. Again, you took it out, then you took off Trumas and Maestros, then you put it back in. Vishtalo, vishaslan, kivan she'hishrish. Hishrish, a different way. Once it has taken root, even if the leaves haven't grown, the Rasiolio points out. The leaves haven't grown, but once it takes root, so now you assume the nutrients, the sap in the ground, have gone through the roots into the onion, and I've given it nutrients right now. So again, Misaser Lefi Kulo. So that is the halacha, just two different versions of what Rabbi Yochanan said. Is it that it grew dark leaves, or that it took root? Says the Gemara now, and the next couple of lines, different understandings of what the Gemara means, but we're going to go with the Rasilio's pshat, and it's how I just explained it in the Mishnah. We're commenting now on the last line of the Mishnah. V'im kenegdan kein motzoi shviyas mutarin. So what was that last line? Remember, the first line of the Mishnah, first case of the Mishnah was, it was a sixth year onion, I ripped it out in the sixth year, I left it on the ground, it rained in the seventh year, and it grew a little bit from that rain. So do we say it still has the sixth year status? We say no. No, we say now it has seventh year status, gidulim nevatlin ha'ikr. Fine. But now, what happens in a parallel case for motzoi shviyas? So what exactly is that saying? What exactly does that mean? Veloshanya, is there a difference? Bain she akron bishvius. You have to add in details here. If you uprooted it sixth year onions, is this also true about the case where you uprooted sixth year onions in Shemitah? Vishas lo lemotzei shvius, right? And you, it's really sixth year onions, and then you let it have it be rained on vishas lo lemotzei shvius. Bain Sheshaslan Bishvius? That's the question that I just explained in the Mishnah. What is the last one of the Mishnah talking about? Is it a case where you could even go Lakula, you have seventh year onions, or even sixth year onions that you didn't rip out until the seventh year? So it has the status of Lakita, it goes by seventh year, and then you put it back in the ground, and it rained in the eighth year, and now it grew in the eighth year? Could you even say that Lakula? Gidulin Mevatlin Ha'ikr Lakula? And the gidulin could change the status of roots that inherently are ne'asar, are shvius roots? Do you go that far? which would be an exact parallel to the first case of the Mishnah? Or do we say, no, the last line of the Mishnah is not an exact parallel. It's still talking about the sixth year onions. And you uprooted it in the sixth year. And at root, we say that the onions are not Shemitah status. And when it grows in the eighth year, it's going on the seventh year. In the seventh year it rains and it grew a little bit, the whole thing becomes usher. It's now in the eighth year when it rains a little bit and it grows even more. So we're just trying to knock out the seventh year extra edition, not the sixth year, you know, what it is at root. So how far do you understand this? So, machlokas. Machlokas in the Gemara, what exactly is the understanding? Rabbi Zeira Amar, yeah, Rabbi Zeira says it's an exact parallel, and even Lakula, Mikivin Sharaba Alav Achadash, Mutter. Wow, Rabbi Zeira says you could have an onion that was only uprooted and picked in the seventh year, and therefore it has Shemitah status, and the whole onion has Kedusha Shvius. And then when you put it back in to the ground, it grows a little bit. I'm sorry, and you put it back on the ground, and in the eighth year it grows a little bit, that's enough to remove the Shemitah status. Wow. That is the Reb Zeira's opinion. Rebbe La, Rebbe Imi, Traveo, Namri, Aser. They say, no, that's Aser. You could go La Chumra, Gidulin Mavalin Eker, but La Kula in that way? No, it can't be that far. And the case of the Mishnah? No, the case of the Mishnah is like we explained it on the Mishnah. It's really a six-year onion, and you uprooted it in the sixth year. And then you left it on the seventh year, and then you left it on the eighth year, and it just rained twice. And that's all that is happening. So the Gemara says, we're going to bring a proof from a Tosefta to Reb. We're going to ask two kashas, one on each of the opinions. So the first one, Masnisan Pliga Al Rebbe La. The Mishnah of Al Rebbe Ami. The Mishnah is against Rebbe La and Rebbe Ami, this Tosefta. Titani, because the Tosefta says as follows. The Tosefta in Trumos. Ze'aklau. So this is one of those Toseftas that we could spend a long time on because it quotes many different ma'achalos asuros, as we'll see. But the Tosefta is going to talk about bittel. Ze'aklau. Shai Reb Shimon Omer B'Shem Reb Yoshua. Kol davar she'esh lamatirin. Anything that has a way to make it mutter. Any usur item that has a way to make it mutter. Kigon. For example, tevel. Tevel I can make mutter. Tevel is untithed produce. I could just be mafresh, shumas, and maestras. Right? That's easy. Well, maeser sheni. I have maeser sheni. So there are one of two ways I can make this mutter. Either I could take it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. That's maeser sheni. Or I could be podit, switch the kedusha from the fruit onto money, and then I could eat the fruit. So maeser sheni is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. The hekdish. Hekdish is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. I could also be podeh and change the status of the kedusha of hekdesh onto money, and then the hekdesh would be chulin v'chadash. Chadash, I have to wait for the kohanim to bring the karban ha'omer on the second day of Pesach, that matirs the chadash, and all of these items, they're not usher forever, they're not pig. Pig will never be mutter. There's a medrash, there's a kabbalistic sources that say it's called a chazir because it's going to be chozer lehetero when Mashiach comes. Okay, chelev, non-kosher fat. I don't think there's any zohars. I have no idea, actually. But I've never heard of any zohars about chelev becoming mutter b'dimos Mashiach. Most items, most machalos asuros are not davar sheyesh lo matirin. But a davar sheyesh lo matirin, the Tosefta says, lo nasu lohem chachamim shir. Wow, there's no bittel. Chachamim didn't give a shir on bittel for these items. Ela min bemino bekalshu. If it's min bemino, then bekalshu, meaning it's oser bekalshu. Any amount is not bittel. There's no bittel when it comes to a davar sheyesh lo matirin. That's a din derabanan. That's a din derabanan. Davar sheyesh matirin. All the items that are not batel. Davar sheyesh matirin, chaticha rulis kabed, birya. All of those are rabbinic stringencies. So this is one. Davar sheyesh matirin is not batel min bemino. V'she'eno bemino benosin tam. If it's min b'she'eno mino, something not in its type. So that's benosin tam, which we usually assume is shishim. Is a 60 in terms of giving off taste. That's by davar sheyesh matirin. And v'chol davar she'ein lo matirin. Let's just finish the brisa, and we'll talk a lot about it. V'chol davar she'ein lo matirin, and something that it doesn't have any type of heter, could go in truma v'chala. Once something's truma, it's truma. Chala, chala. Right? You can't undo that. Can you undo that? That's the Gemara in Nedarim, Adaf Nun Tes, and the Baali says, can you go to a kohen and do hataras Nedarim? And being mafresh is like a neder, and you could undo it? So the Gemara says, but there's no mitzvah. There's no. It's not omeid leheter, right? The other items, tevel is omeid lahafrish, and hektish you could say is omeid lipados if you're not going to use it. But shruma, it's meant to go to the kohen, right? We spoke about that, I think, months ago. If somebody ate shruma, if a zar ate shruma by accident, so can they just be, or even b'mezid, can't they always get out of that avera? Right, there are ways. So the Gemara says it's not omeid le. So you don't consider it something that is davishesh lamativer. So truma chalav arla. So arla also arla. The first three years of fruit is an iser hanaa. So that's not it can never become mutter. Vikilayim and kilayim. Which kilayim? Kilay hakerem. Right. We know that. We spend a lot of time on kilayim. That's the only one that's aser bahana. Kilay zraim is aser to create, but it's not aser bahana. Right, kilai begadim is only also to wear. You're allowed to sell shanis if there's no chash of it going to a Jew. Kilai behema, you're also allowed to get benefit from. So all of those items, darashe ein lamatir, nothing will have chacham shir. So the chacham gave a shir min bamino per min bamino. They each have their different shiurim: 1 to 60, 1 to 100, 1 to 200. All the different types of rules. Mishalom bamino beno saint tam. Mishalom bamino beno saint tam. So that is the beginning of the Tosefta. Let's stop there for a moment. We didn't get to the whole question on Rev Imi and Rev Lo yet, because we're still in the middle of the Brisa. But there's a lot to talk about on this Brisa, on this Tosefta, and then we'll return to the question. Dovah Sheish Matirin, it's been a long time, so let's mention it. It's known as the Machlokas Rashi in Iran. What is the reason? Can we give a reason for this Chumra Durabanan of a Dovah Sheish Matirin not being Batel? It's not Batel. Right, so if something is, any of these items on the list, this doesn't say all the davar sheish matirins, where the Gemara says, the Brisa says kigon. There's a machlokas we've shown him to the Rambam and the Mordechai, is chametz a davar sheish matirin? Right, chametz is going to become mutter in a week, but it's going to become asur again next year. Right, so is that a davar sheish matirin or ain matirin? Okay, but what's the reason? So Rashi in Beis HaTav Gimel, Rashi says, you might as well wait. Might as well wait. You're relying on bittul today, but if you wait 3 days, it's going to become mutter even without relying on bittul. So why rely on bittul? Tevel. Tevel, so it's going to be oser, just be mafrish. And if you're mafrish, then you don't even have to rely on bittul. So that is the svara of the Rashi. That's the pashup shot. You might as well wait. And therefore, why rely on bittul if you don't have to? Well, bittul is a din d'araisa. Right, but still, the halach, the chumra of davar sheish lamatir and midra rabbanan is that you might as well wait. And the Ran has a much fancier lumdus. The Ran in Nedarim Adaf Nun Beis, this is on our list of Tat Ten Rans in Maseches Nedarim. So the Ran in Nedarim Nun Beis and Aleph asked this kasha: Ma roch hachamim lachalik, but davar sheish lamatirin bein right jain lamatirin. So he says it is similar to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, which we don't possibly like. What Rabbi Yehuda Shita? There is a machlokas in Menachas Daf Chav Beis about the dam hapar and the dam hasair. The Gemara talks about, based on the psukim in Parshas Achreimos, that the Kohen Gadol mixes the blood of the cow and the blood of the goat. Mixes the blood of the cow and the blood of the goat on Yom Kippur, and the Torah still calls it the blood of the cow. Even though it still calls it, take from the dam hapar and the dam hasair, calls it the blood of the cow, and it calls it the blood of the goat. So, do you see from there, min b'mino is not batel. Or, dam b'dam is not batel. What is the reason Rabbi Huda holds min b'mino is never batel? Why not? So, the Ran explains, because bittel is when there's a clash. When there's a clash of two different items, then you could say one overpowers the other one. But when there are two like items, then they could coexist with each other. And therefore, there's no bittul. They could just exist side by side. So that's the svar for Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino lo bittul. If it's min and mino, it's a similar type, that it's not going to be bittul, because they could coexist with each other. Bittul requires a clash. Min b'she'eino mino. That's Rabbi Yehuda. So we don't pass it like that. You sow that lamaisa, min b'mino, min b'she'eino mino, but the Ran says, we use that principle when it comes to a davar sheish lamatirin, because we look at halachic realities as well. Min b'mino is generally understood as the same type, physically. But you know what the chiddush of davar sheish lamatirin, says the Ran, is? You go by halachic realities. In something that's usser and something that's mutter, that's a clash. And therefore, when something usser falls into something mutter, so then we say, boom, there's bittul. Bittul, you have isser beheter. But when you have something that's usser, that's a davar sheish lamatirin, it's a little heter. It's going to be mutter. So it's not labeled fully as a davar isser. It's a davar isser that has its not heter to it. So that's enough heter that when it falls into other heter, it's not batal. It's like min bemino for Rabbi Yehuda. It's heter beheter. Heter beheter is not mevutal, right? There's no clash. Then there is no bittel. Says the Ron, I'll redo his lashon. Lefisha kol davar shu doma lechavero, anything that's similar to its friend, eino machlisho mevatlo. It does not destroy or weaken its friend. Ela ma'amido umechazko. It strengthens the other item. And the Rabbanan lo mashamu uhachis, the Rabbanan don't hold of this because they hold min bemino is considered iser beheter and it's enough different, but we hold of it by davar sheish lo matirin. Right? Chumra, davar sheish lo matirin, not to Rabbanan mishum chumra to Rabbi Yehuda. The Ran says, the svara of Rabbi Yehuda by min bemino is what the Rabbanan say by davar sheish lo matirin. The kivan shein davar zeh chalak min haheter legamre, be iser beheter, sherei afu sofo lios niter kamohu. Because it also is going to become mutter in the end. Amrinan she'eno batel bemino. Wow. And there are many nafkaminas to this. Just for example, what if by the time it becomes mutter, it's going to be spoiled and you're never going to get to eat it? Right? It's going to be spoiled. That's a discussion in the Maharshal. So according to Rashi, you might as well wait. You can't say you might as well wait. Because it's going to be spoiled by that time. But if you say it's like the Ran, it's conceptual definitions, it's not, you might as well wait, so then you might say, eino batel, even if it's going to be spoiled by the time you want to partake of it. Right? That's niskalkel. And chametz bepesach might be, the Aruch HaShulchan assumes that's a nafkamina. Chametz bepesach, you might as well wait. So according to the, if you say you might as well wait, so chametz is a davar sheish matirin, you might as well wait, it's going to be mutter next week. But if you say it's about the Ran definitions, so you might say chametz will always become aser again. Right? So maybe you don't call it a davar sheish lamatirin because it always has iser in its future if it can last. And there are other nafkaminas as well, but that's known as the machlokas Rashi and the Ran about davar sheish lamatirin. What else can we talk about? Maybe one other. We'll talk about each one of these on the list. Tevel, Meister, Sheni, Hektish, that's where these prices are great. There'd be one other. Hektish. It's a great question of Rabbi Yosef Engel. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, Ami Rasul Gavoa Kim Si Rasul Lahedyo. To give something to Hektish, you don't have to do a Kinyan. Usually, if I want to sell something to you, I have to do a Kinyan with you. You have to pull it, you have to pick it up, do a Maisa Kinyan. Hektish, what do I say? This is Kadosh! And the animal now belongs to Hektish. I don't have to do anything, nothing physical. Ami Rasul Gavoa Kim Si Rasul Lahedyo. The source for that, Yerushalmi, the source for that is interesting. What exactly is the, how do you know that? So the Yerushalmi says, because really the whole world is the chatzar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lashem ha'aretz umbeloa. So therefore, if you make something hektish, it's very easy to make something hektish. Because you just kind of, you're mevater your own bailus, and the mele HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes over. Just like if something's in your yard, you could be kona it. The world is Hashem's yard. So therefore, Hashem is kona all of the, everything from, that's why it's easier. Amir Rasul Gavo, it's easier to give something to Hektish. And this Lumdis, is it Ki'ilu is a Maisa Kinyan, or you don't need a Maisa Kinyan? Right, that's a question in Lumdis. How do you understand Amir Rasul Gavoa? There in Afgaminas, is Amir Rasul Gavoa subject to certain limitations of Kinyanim? Asmachta lo kanya. Does that apply to Amir Rasul Gavoa Kim Zir Rasul Hedyot? What if you want to be Makna Lachar Lamid Yom? There are different discussions. But Rabbi Yosef Engel asked an interesting kasha. He says, if the whole world is really Lashem Eretz Meloah, so when you're Makna something, it's easier, why doesn't every Dvar Hefker become Kadosh? Because once you no longer has Bailus, but Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take over. Right, just like we say, if you're machneid, it's easier. So if Yosef Engel and Asen Daraisa says, so that every Dvar Hefker should automatically become Kadosh, because now it's in the Chatzar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So obviously you can't say that. So what does he say? He says, Shema Shirak B'Chatzar Shel Hedyot, Shenicha La'adam L'Zakos B'Chol Nifsei Hefker, Omrim Shachatzar Kodol Shalom Midaito. By a Chatzar Shel Hedyot, you have different rules. Halo B'Hektish Adaraba, Nomar V'Ya'aras Nasa L'Vnei Adam. Hashem wants people to own things. Right? He gave the world. Right? That's why he created the world. He gave the world to people. And therefore, Barak b'masha adam maktish l'gavoa nemer hadin sharkarka sheechaz l'hektish b'din l'shem eretz umelawa. Right? Hashem wants the world to be the second half of the pasuk. Baras asan l'mnei adam. Right? That pasuk. So, you have to work it out. Okay, let's get back to our Gemara. So we're in the middle of this Tosefta. Remember, what's the Tosefta? We have a machlokas. We have a machlokas between Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Lan and Rabbi Imi, who said, can we say that Gidulin could be Mevatel? Gidulin of Heter could be Mevatel, roots of Isser. That's really the machlokas. Rabbi Zeira says yes, Rabbi La and Rabbi Imi say no. So we're going to ask Akasha on that. So we're still in the middle of the Tosefta. So we have this rules. Dovah Sheish Lamatirin, Dovah Shein Lamatirin. So within the Tosefta, we're continuing. Hatevun, the Tosefta asks on itself. Hari Shvius. What about Shvius? Hare Ein Lamatirin, V'lo Nasru L'chacham Mashir. Shvius is Dovah Shein Lamatirin, and therefore, you should say Shvius is Batel. And we say Shvius is not Batel. Right, look in the Mishnah later on. Nun Zayin Amebeis. The Mishnah says, Shvius Oseres Bekalshu Bemina. The first line of Nun Zayin Amebeis, Shvius Oseres Bekalshu. So there's, one second, Shvius is a Dover She'ein Lamatirin, so it should be Batel. So answers the Gemara, answers the Tosefta, Amar Lahen, Lo. What is the Brisa mean when it says, what does that Mishnah mean when it says Shvius doesn't have Bittel? Lo, Mamartin B'Shvius She'ein Oseres Bekalshu Ela Bebiur. What does that mean? When the Mishnah says later on that Shvius has no Bittel, that's talking about the fruit of Shvius after beer. Meaning, if you have food before the beer, so it's going to become after beer, but that's called a davar she yesh lamatirin because you could be mafkirit, and then after you're mafkirit, you could take it back. So the Gemara there is talking about a Shvius element that is a davar she yesh lamatirin. It's talking about the fruit of Shemitah, which we're going to go with the Ramban's pshat of biur now. After your mafkirit, you can eat it. Not like the Rambam. You have to destroy it. So, says the Tosefta, that element that the Mishnah says Shvius doesn't have bittel, that's talking about an element of Shvius that is davar she'yesh lamatirin. Now, v'la'achila, but regarding achila, if there's an issue of not eating it at all, and there'll be an element of Shvius of davar she'yesh lamatirin, so b'no seitan, that would be bittel. So, that's the end of the Tosefta. So what's the Kasha? The Kasha here is that the Brisa doesn't make any Chilukim. The Brisa says that Bittul would work. Bittul would work for Shemitah. So we're Mashma, Bittul would work. Maybe it would even work even for Gidulin, Mevatlin, Esha Iker. Even in the case where you would uproot a Shemitah onion and then leave it on the ground and then it would rain in the eighth year and then it would grow more. Maybe those Gidulin would be Mevatel. So the Gemara, the Tosefta doesn't make any Chilukim. So again, that's such a strong question, we're about to answer it, but the Gemara says, shall we understand the Tosefta that Bittel always applies, even in a case where Gidulin will be Mevatel, a Shorish, that's Asur, my Abdin La, Rabbi Elav, Rabbi Evi, what would they do? So the Gemara answers, no, Patrin Le Bei Reuven. The Brisa is only talking about where there were mixtures. Actual mixtures, that's where Bittel would take place. Avo Bigidulin, by growths, Chomer will be Gidulin. No, there'll be a Chomer there. By Gidulin, maybe you wouldn't say that. You wouldn't say the kula of Rabbi Zeira's understanding of the Mishnah. No. If it's usher inherently, you can't do that. So therefore, that's how we defend Rev Imi and Rabbi Lav from the Tosefta. Dom Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Yonasan, as you see from the following. Batzel shel kilei akerem, sha'akro vishtalo, same kind of thing. You have an onion of kilei akerem, which is usher inherently. Right, kilei akerem. You have an onion, remember kilei akerem is a kerem. We next do tfua or yirakos. So you have this onion. Sha'akro, you uprooted it, vishtalo, and then you replanted it. So inherently it is an usser onion. V'afilu hosif kama usser. Even if it grew a lot, it's still usser. She'en gidule, switch the girsa, heter. She'en gidule heter ma'alana sa'isser, period. So that was a kasha on one of the opinions, and we answered it. The Bryce doesn't say anything beferish. So therefore, there is no problem, period. So next, now we ask the kasha the other way. Masisa pliga Rab Zeira. So Rab Zeira, who was the more makel opinion, the following Mishnah is against. It's against Rabbi Zeira. Says the Gemara, we'll start this, but the Shem will have to continue. The Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah, in the ninth parak, in Trumos, Gidule Truma, Truma. If I have Truma, and I replant the Truma, so the halach is, whatever comes out of that is also Truma. That's a Dinter Rabbanan. Really, midaraisa, if I replant something, it's totally new, it loses its status. But this is a chumrat rabbanan. Why? So, the Marafolda quotes, and Chazal say, why? Because, let's say, if I'm a Yisrael, I mafresh truma, but I don't want to give it to the Kohen. So what can I do? I'll replant it. I'll replant it, and then it'll be good, and then it'll be chulin. So we don't want you to do that. Or a Kohen. What if a Kohen has truma that became tamei? Oh, truma, tamei. What do I do? I'll put it in the ground, and I'll replant it, and I'll lose its status. So, but meanwhile, somebody might eat, consume it, But those are the reasons midrabbanan, the Chazal saying, Gidule Truma is Truma. You put it back in the ground, don't think you're getting away with it. Right? The Gidule Truma are also Truma. Gidule Gidulin Chulin. If you did it, the Gidule Gidulin are going to be Chulin. The two steps, Chulin, that would, Chazal didn't make a Gzera L'Gzera in that regard. Aval, but they only did it by Truma. But by all of these items, they didn't make such a Gzera because it wasn't needed as much. Aval Tevel. Tevel, umaiser rishon, right? Because tevel, you could just take off a little bit. Umaiser rishon, v'svichei shvius, v'trumas chutz la'aretz, v'hamedume, v'abikurim, gidulam chulim. All of those, the Marav Holda goes through each one. Why there's no need? Why there's no need? By maiser rishon and tevel, well, it's mostly chulin anyway. So just take off a little bit. Svichei shvius, that's not shchiach. Bikurim is not shchiach. In all these cases, we said, the Mishnah says, the Chazal did not institute that din d'rabbanan. V'tani Allah, and the Brisa said about this, v'me dvarim amurim. When do we say that this is true, that this chilek applies, that it's mutter, that gidulin are mutter, b'davar shezara kala. That's only if it's a type of seed that disintegrates before things grow out of it. It totally disintegrates, and then things grow out. That's what we say, it could be mutter meikar adin. Aval, something like an onion, b'davar she'in zara kala, where the bulb stays and things just grow out of it. So then, by all of these items, tavel, maiserish, and all of these, gidule, gidulin, asur. And even gidule, even two steps removed, it's asur, because the original, the mommy onion, is always still there. So therefore, it's always going to remain asur. Question mark, right? This is a kash on Reb Zeira. Because what did Reb Zeira say? How did Reb Zeira understand the Mishnah? The Reb Zeira said, you have a Shemitah onion, and you picked it during Shemitah, and then it rained in the eighth year, and then it grew more. So he said, oh, gidulin mevatlin, even the root, right? The hetzer can be mevatlin iser. No, the Brisa says beferish not. The Brisa says if the bulb is still there like an onion, then the gidulin are also just usher, just like the root. So therefore, kasha on Bezeira, that's how we'll have to leave it, and we'll have to wait. I know you have to wait for Zera to be defended and to be explained, but we'll have to wait a little bit, and then we'll try to give Zera his due. Okay, we'll stop here. Sure.